I got an audition about 2:30 in the afternoon, and then I messaged all of you pretty quickly to let you know kind of what.
Yeah, no, you did. You did a good job on
you
that.
You did. We just like to razz you on the radio.
I know, but it's hard because it makes me seem like I'm kind of a, you know, not considerate.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that your side of the story got out there because you were in contact and you're a good guy.
So anyhow, I rushed down and got there as fast as I could. Showed up, quickly changed, and kind of proceeded with the rest of the date.
First impressions of Reese, and looks-wise and personality-wise.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was handsome. He was a little bit quiet, and he seemed not impressed with me being late.
Okay. Eventually, he did open up a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, quite honestly, I didn't find it awkward from the get-go. I mean, you know me already. I talk quite a bit and try to ask a lot of questions and kind of get in there and start to get right down to business. So for me, I felt zero awkwardness.
What was the best part and the worst part of the date?
We ended up opening up the table and having a pair of really, really long-term friends sit beside us. It was great because they were really nice. And it was kind of cool seeing him interact with other people other than myself. That was awesome. It was great throwing darts and kind of just playing around with that kind of stuff.
He did mention that you won the first two games of darts and that he believes he won the third one. Is that true?
No.
I didn't think so.
I knew you were the more competitive of the two. I had a feeling.
Competitive? No.
We know the answer to this question because he told us yesterday there was no kissing and nothing further than that. Was there at any point of the date where you're like, maybe I'll put my arm around him? Maybe I'm going to go in for a smooch? Did that ever cross your mind at all?
What about your hand on his thigh while he's driving? That's like a go-to move when you're driving with someone.
I am very conservative, so I wouldn't typically make the first move when it comes to things like that.
He said you were a gentleman, by the way, for
yes.
not doing
yeah. We have to address the spark, because he said maybe the spark was a little lacking. Was there a spark for you romantically at all?
I would probably say no.
And you guys, was it like you just weren't like physically that attracted to each other, or just mentally, or what was it?
I don't know. I could kind of feel right from the get-go that there was a bit of an apprehension. I don't know. So I kind of felt that coming from that end, and yeah.
We asked him, we said, are you guys still talking? He said, not a ton. And then we also asked, would you be into going on a second date? And he didn't say no. He said that he'd be...
He said, yeah.
Yeah, he said he'd be into it if it happened. Do you think you would go on a second date and give him another shot?
Maybe with less pressure?
If he wanted to, but again, like, because I wasn't feeling a lot being reciprocated necessarily, it would have to be led by him. I don't know. I mean, because even that night, though, it was interesting because, you know, I stood there for a second. I was like, is he going to kiss me? And he kind of hugged me and said he had to go home. And so I was like, oh.
All right, Jeff. Well, it sounds kind of like 0-9 material for the old 12 dates in 12 months. But you had fun? You had a good time?
Oh, no. I was just going to say, though, thank you so much for setting it all up, though, because it was a lot of fun. The restaurant was fantastic. They were so kind there.
Oh, good.
And, you know, just everything. Like, it was a lovely experience. Brian was fantastic at Zeno and Rush. Like, it was great.